New York's parole system is costly, it is broken, and it is racist.
That's Alexander Horowitz, executive director of New Yorkers United for Justice, a bipartisan criminal justice coalition.
New Yorkers spend hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars a year on a system that fails to deliver on its actual purpose, which is to safely bring home people from incarceration permanently.
NYUJ has launched a statewide public campaign to urge the state legislature and Governor Andrew Cuomo to make parole reform a top priority for the 2021 legislative session. These calls for reform come at a time when the entirety of the criminal justice system is being critiqued, and reformers are quick to point to what they feel are systemic flaws in the system. According to a 2018 study by the Prison Policy Initiative, New York State, which by many standards is considered progressive when it comes to incarceration, still has an incarceration rate of 443 per 100,000 people. As the executive director of Peace Prince Western New York, a nonprofit reentry service organization for men and women going through the criminal justice system, Cindy McGagan says there are inequalities across the board.
Oh, there's absolutely inequalities. When you look at access to resources, access to counsel, that is certainly not equitable on any level.
And those inequalities cut across racial lines. Black, brown, and indigenous people make up the vast majority of inmates in New York jails and prisons, with black inmates being the majority of those three groups.
You see disproportionate numbers of folks that are black or brown filling our prison system.
For people of color, who are on average of lower socioeconomic status as compared to whites, a lack of money results in a lack of resources to help them navigate the system. Here's McGagan.
Individuals are often appointed, your court-appointed attorneys that are balancing case volumes that are incredibly high. Their access or ability to really learn about their clients sometimes is that day, and we're talking about the fate of these individuals.
National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers Executive Director Norman Reimer laments the lack of counsel for inmates on the back end of their sentence.
Right from the very beginning of the parole process, which is the appearance before the parole board, there is no right to counsel. And the inability to have someone speak on someone's behalf, to answer questions and to present them in a light where they have a better chance of getting parole is critical.
Critical because New York's recidivism rate hovers around 40%.
It is that lack of due process which makes the parole system an engine for reincarceration.
Join us tomorrow as we take a look at how criminal justice reform groups are tackling the issue of recidivism and pushing state legislators to adopt their reforms. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.